Vayter in Shasper and Kedushin Daf Nun Beis, picking it up out of the middle of the page by the next part of the Mishnah. So one of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah was a little bit of a story time when they had these five women. What happened was is that as to read through the Mishnah, there two sisters who get Adam Echad Kakol Shotanim took a basket of figs Vishalhim Maisir with Bong Tlam Shoshvia, and it was also Shemitah. And what happened? All of you married me with this basket. One of them accepted it. For all of them, the sisters are not married. Says the Ha'ilge Gemara, Amar Rav, Shema Min Amar, Sisan Arba. We can learn out four things from our Mishnah. V'nokit Rav, B'yidei Talas. But Rav only took three literally in his hand. He only accepted three of them. Says the Gemara, what are they? Shmamina. What are the three that Rav accepted? Shmamina, Mekadesh, but Peres Shvias, Mekadesh. Someone gets married with Peres Shvias, the Shemitah stuff, it is Mekadesh. So Shmamina, Kitcha, Begezel, and Mekadesh. And if you go and you marry with Gezel, with stolen property, it's not married. Afilu Begezel, Dida, even if it's the stuff that belongs to her. Obviously, if it didn't belong to him, then it's stolen stuff. It's not belonging to him. And if it belongs to her, then we're not going to say, oh, the fact that she accepted it must mean that she was okay with the fact of the guy getting it and then go and take it back for marriage. So what do we say? She took it back because she wanted to take what belonged to her and not in order to get married. Rashi will say that she's being mochalis. Mimai. Where do we see that from the Mishnah? Mitigatani shelahem ha'isa v'shel shviyas. I said that it was theirs, and it was Shemitah. Taima de shviyas. It must be the only reason why it's working, because it's Shemitah. The hafkerhu is because it's actually hefker. Ha'dashar shnei shavua lo, but if it's the rest of the days of the literal, it means week, but it means year, then, of the cycle, then it wouldn't work. V'shma min another thing we learn is isha nasa shlich l'chaverta. A woman can be a shlich for the friend, but feel makam shenas says la tzara, even if she's going to be coming a tzara because of that. Rashi says, Valpi shabachol edus ha'isha k'shera la ein tzara ne'emanus. Whenever an isha is believed, the tzara is not believed. Shlichus amia kevan da'avda, but when it comes to the idea of shlichus, that does exist, it does work. Kevin the avda avda the ha hacha b'kedushin alalu ha hein nasis saris ayedizu shekibla v'katan yachmiras mikdash. In fact, we say that the other three remain married. Must be that actually works. Okay, these are the three that Rav accepts. There's a fourth one he doesn't. Idach Maya, what's the fourth one? Kedushin she'ein misurin labia. The idea of the kedushin, the alacha b'kedushin that's not given over to bia. The beginning of the Mishnah seems to imply that Kiddushin doesn't have to give over in order to, the Kiddushin that's not Mosel Bia won't end up in Bia, will actually work. And how do we know that we see that? Because when a guy tries to go marry two sisters together, we say it doesn't work, which means that Kiddushin would work if the man would have tried to only do one of them, but he didn't say which one of them, which means to say, even though it's Kiddushin that's not Mosel in the Bia, still, it's going to be working over there. So the question is, why doesn't he count that one? V'nichshava, why doesn't Rav put that in? Rashi says, V'nichshava Rav nami laha, v'may lo nakat bidei, ela t'las ha, nami shmami na, t'kidushin she'en misur in l'biya, lo v'kidushin. Why does he put this and add this into it? Mishum d'mesapak li kebayi k'durava, because he's mesapak whether the halacha goes like a bayi, like Rav. Remember, Abayi is the one who says that kidushin is not given over to biya. That was one of the cases of Yal Kagam that we passed on the Kabbai. And Rava says, not like that it's not going to work unless it's Moser Lubia. So he's Masupik what the halacha was. One of the things that we mentioned was the idea that Kiddush is not going to work with stuff that's stolen. Kisalik Rav Zera, when Rav Zera went there to Israel from Bavel, Amrila Shmaita Kamidav Yochanan, he said this idea of what Rav mentioned about Kiddush with stolen stuff is no good. He said in front of Rav Yochanan, Rashi says, "Hod the Karmin and El the Kitcha Beges Adam Kadesh." As he said that, Amar Le, when he heard that, he responded. Rav Yochanan says, "Mi Amar Rav Hachi?" Did Rav really say such an idea at this stage? Where the Rashi points out that Kasal Kadaitech, we're thinking based off his saying, like, "Oh, does he hold this?" That Atmuli Itma Mishum De Lo Sfirle. Seemingly, Rav Yochanan himself doesn't agree with that, and he's shocked. Says the Gemara on that, but Hulo Amar, what a chicken. Didn't Rav Yochanan himself, isn't he maskim that? From Rav Yochanan, Gaza Velona Seisho Bailim. Let's say a person goes and steals something, and the people were not Miyayish yet, they didn't give up hope of getting it. Shnei Meni Michom Lahaktish. Neither of them, either the Ganav or the one who owns it, are able to be Maktish this thing. Hinchom lahaktish. Zelef Hishena Shlo, the Ganav can't do it because it doesn't belong to him. Zelef Hishena Beshuso, the one who owns it because it's not in his Beshus. So he's not able to do it. So if Yochanan himself obviously says that this person doesn't have the ownership over it, so why is he shocked that Rav doesn't hold like that? Says the Gemara, no. It's not that he doesn't hold that. Hachi Gamar, that's what it means to say. Me Amar Rav Kama, see? Does Rav hold like me? Like, wow, he was shocked. Like, oh, of course I'd say that also. I didn't know that Rav also was masking to me. But now we're going to ask a kasha on this idea whether it's really true that a ganav is not able to go and get married with something he stole. It says the b'raisa, if someone gets married with something that he stole, b'chamas means that you paid for it, but you force a person to do it. Either gezel did it openly, or geneva means you did it without him knowing. Rashi says, chamsan yoiv d'mei al karkel shabal chavitz. I walk up and I'm like, it's a nice car, beautiful, I'll pay you for it, and I walk away with it, even though you don't want to sell it. So, or he grabs a seller from her hand and he marries her with it. Mikudashes. They are married. Oh, must be stolen stuff. Does work, says Gemara. No. Hasam begezel dida. It's talking about where you stole it from her, and the fact that she accepted it must be that she's actually okay with it. But if a person goes to steal something and gives it to somebody else, then it doesn't work like that. Rashi says, given to kabilte achilte, it must be that she was mochel. Look, come on, Parach, it's going to ask in a moment, but Rav nami begezel dida kamer. Rav is also talking about begezel dida, and he's saying it doesn't work. Or he grabbed the cell, which is hers. It must be that the race is talking about not like that. It's talking about regular case and not from the woman who belongs to her, which means to say that even in a regular case, you steal and you use it, it's actually going to work. So it's going, no, it's just explaining. If you marry someone with one of these things, Kate said, well, what's that case referencing? Kegon shechatav selam yadav kitchabo. So only in that case is it going to work. But if you give it to somebody, if you did it from somebody else's stuff and give it to someone else, then it's not going to work. Right? So don't think that there's a kasha here. Beep. Turn the page. Nun beis amud beis. But hold on 1 second. Vaha masnisa de gezel dida. Armish is talking with the stuff, the kalkol that he stole from herself. Vekam rav. Ainu mikdashes. And Rav is the one who says it's not married. He says Rashi. The ketani shalahem ha'isa really belonged to them. V'diik rav mina de'ena mikudashes ilav the shvius havei. It wouldn't have been mikudashes if it wouldn't have been shmita. The fact that it was shmita, then it's hefka and you could take it and use it. But if it wasn't shmita, that means it belongs to them. Therefore, the marriage wouldn't work. So Rav says that's the case. Wouldn't work over here. So even if it's stolen from the bride itself, so how could Rav say? Well, how does he explain what the bride is saying that you marry her with her stuff, you take her cell and give it to her works? It's more lokasha. Ha, the shadach, the Bryce is talking about where there was a shidach. In other words, it was discussed and it was spoken about before. Rashi's hatukatanim gedeshes. But the shadach mikmei hachi before, the hakdash lo, the chi kibilta legezo dida, b'shem kedushin nechalta. She's being malchal for the kedushin. And ha, the lo shadach, the other case that we spoke about, is where they didn't make the shidach. In that case, where there was no discussion before, and therefore it's not going to work. Right, it's very good, good and dandy. Says the Gemara, story time. If you want to try to marry something that's stolen, there's no shidduch involved, then it's not going to work if it's not theirs. Okay, point is, stolen goods won't work. There was this woman who was washing her foot in a, Rashi's Mishilcha's a safal, in a bucket that was filled up with water. This guy came, he stole some money from his neighbor, and he threw the money to her. Amar la mikadishli. She says, marry me with this money. So this guy came in front of Rava and wanted to know like it was good or not. Amar, he says back, less the chash ladar of Shimon. He says, wrong trap. Less the chash ladar of Shimon. Nobody's worried about that which Rav Shimon holds. Rashi says, say they're tyros. The guy gives up hope. He's mayayish, then you acquire it, and then it's yours, and you're married. We're not choshish for such a statement, and therefore we don't say that the guy gave up hope, and therefore this is not a kedushin. Nice try. Hahu, another study time. Hu arisa de kadesh b'moza de shamche. And Arisa is a sharecropper, a guy who works on the land. And through working on the land, the guy gives him, the owner gives him some of the crops to come out. So our case over here is a sharecropper wants to marry a woman with some of the crops before they divided all the stuff with the owner. and therefore one of the, some of the stuff doesn't really belong to him yet. So says Rashi, means below Yad Shabbatzalim, he went to marry this woman with a handful of onions. Also, the Kamei Rava came in front of Rava to see if it's good or not. Amalei man achalach. Says, well, who was mochel to you the part of the onions that belonged to the owner? Rashi says, mi mochel lecho chelko shabalabayis, that you can now go out and marry this woman with it. Right? You're not the one who owns it over here. So therefore, it's no good. Vahani mili bimoza. This is talking about when you have a moza, it's a handful of onions, aval. Kisha, but if it would be a kisha, which is, Rashi says, aguda, which is a bundle, shederech ha-yarek lios mischalik ba-gudos, chol agudos hein shavos im netalti achas tol ato achas, right? Then it's a bundle. They're separate. And if I take, you take, you take this, I'll take that. Matzi amale, he can now say to the other end of the field, anos shakli kisha shkelatz kisha. I took a bundle, you take a bundle. Kisha ki kisha. One bundle is like any other bundle, and therefore it is considered like it's his, and therefore it would be a good marriage. In that situation, it belongs entirely to him, as opposed to if it's just some of the onions that are just all mixed up, then you have no reason to say it belongs to him. If it's like stolen property, then the marriage is no good. Last story, Hahu Sarsia, the Kadosh Befruma, the Sheikhra, Rashi Sarsia is Osa Sheikhar, a brewer, Mitmarim Shel Balabais, from the dates of the Balabais, Lamachsis Schar, Chavero, after he took out the drink. So we have over here a brewer got married with the leftover stuff, the dates, the dreg of the dates that belong to the owner, right? So again, we have this guy, he gives his dates to a brewer and he pays him, basically, you know, hires him to make the beer. And how does he pay him? He pays him, but the guy ends up getting some of the profits from the sale of the finished stuff over here. So we say over here, now we took some of the stuff itself, the leftover dates from the batch, and used that to go married. Also married the Shikha Ashkeche. Afterwards, the owner, the Mari the Shikha, the owner of the beer, he came and he saw what had happened over here. Our Malayan owner says to him, Amailo Tesiv Mahai Mecharifa. Why don't you give her some of these charif stuff? In other words, the better stuff. Rashi says, "You told me chavero shelo nasnu ba mayim pa'amamarvet. There wasn't a lot of water put over it. Yeshal lachluchis lotzis o tam ba mayim acherim. And you could actually use that to go and make other stuff, which would be better." Also, look at me, the Rava. He came in front of Rava to see whether or not this is a good, whether this is a good marriage or not. In other words, was this guy saying it sincerely and like, oh, you got married with that stuff? Why don't you use better stuff? And then obviously he was acquiescing to it. Or is he saying, oh yeah, why don't you use my best stuff? In which case he's basically saying, brah, you're a ganav. Amar, he says back to him, lo amru klachi tzu yafos elu inyan truma bavad. The only time we have this lushan of, oh, why don't you take from the better stuff, is by the inyan of truma. That if he took off truma, of the owner's stuff, and then he says, well, why don't you take off better stuff, then we believe he's being sincere. But in every other case, we wouldn't say that, in which case this guy doesn't really mean it, and therefore the marriage is not a marriage. The Tanya Wellington Abraisa, Kate said, Amru, where do we say this idea? The term shalom idas, truma so truma. That someone takes off the truma without the das of the balabais. That the truma is actually truma. Hareshi, Yardotok said, if I go to my friend's area, into his sada, his field, and velikit v'tarim shalom b'shus, I start taking off truma and not for his b'shus. Im choshish mishum gezel. If, says Rashi, im makbed balabayis al masha asav adomelo shegazel, if he's very makbed on this, and it's like gezel, and ain't truma, so truma. The truma is not considered truma. He shouldn't have done that, and why did you do that? Vim lav, if he's not objecting for such a thing, then truma, so truma, the truma is truma. Minayin hayo yodea im choshish mishum gezel lav. How do we know if the owner was worried or not? Hare shabab balabayis amatzav, he came and he found that he took off the truma of armelon, he says, klachliz yafos, you should have gone to the better stuff. Then im nimsu yafos, man, if it ends up there are better stuff over there, truma, so truma, the truma is considered truma, because we see obviously he's not being sarcastic, he's being real, because there's all better stuff. Im lav, but there's nothing better over there. Then ain't truma, so truma, the truma is not truma, because he's clearly, you know, just making a comment. Josh, he says, the hashta vade achi kamerle im matzas od yafos me'elu. Haisa Gozlan. What he's saying is, oh, if you would have found better stuff, you would have stole it. Right? So don't take it as a way of like he's good with this. Hayu Aba'ila Malakdim, if the owners gathered more stuff and took off Truma, Umosifin, and added to the new Truma, he had to add it to the stuff that was there. Ben kach u ben kach, that in both circumstances, whether there's better stuff or not, truma so truma, what the other person did ends up that clearly it is truma. The fact that he's adding to it means that he's maskim. Aval hacha, but over here, in the case of the beer, when he took those dates, mishum kisufu hu da'avad, the owner was saying this because he was embarrassed, but not because he was happy. Because what's he going to say? Give me all the leftover dreg that you took over here. So he just makes his little comment, ve'enim kudeshes, and the marriage is not a marriage. Period.
Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. Mekadesh bechelko. Let's say a person gets married to a woman, tries to marry with his chelik. Rashi says shechalakim echav a kohanim. That means it's certain karbonos that we know they're given over to the kohanim that are on call that day. And he goes and takes it to go and marry a woman. Bein kachim kachim kachim. Bein kachim kalim. Whether it's kachim kachim, which are the highest of the high of the karbonos, which is a gachatas and ola and asham and mincha. And shlamim for the tzibor, being kachim kalim, or if it's kachim kalim, which is a little lower category over there, and that's talking about one's own personal shlamim, or toda, bachor, meiser, and pesach, they get to have this kind of stuff over there. And einim kadeshes, the marriage will not be a marriage if they go ahead and do such a thing. It's a nice try, though, but you could try, but it ain't going to work. Why? Because it doesn't really belong to them, but really, it belongs to Hashem, but they're allowed to eat. A Meister Sheni, what happens if we take Meister Sheni and they use that? Meister Sheni, we know, is the stuff that's taken off on the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. You have to bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it over there, or they put it onto money and they take that and they go and they buy stuff over there. But Meister Sheni, Bain Shogig, Bain Mazid, whether you try to marry a woman with Shogig or Mazid, Lokidish, it doesn't work. Devi Rebbe Meir, those are the words of Rebbe Meir. Rashi explains it, because Rebbe Meir, Meiser, Mamun Gavo. It's Mamun Gavoa, it really belongs to Hashem, you can just eat it. If Huda Amar, he says, Bishogeg Lokidish, if it does a Bishogeg, then it's not going to work. The marriage is no good. The Mazid Kidish, but it on purpose, then it does work. Rashi says, the Meiser, Mamun Hedyo too. It's Mamun Hedyo, it belongs to you. So the question is, why Bishogeg Lokidish? That the Gemara is going to explain. As Rashi says, Bishogeg Farish. Now, with Hektish, what happens with Hektish? Rashi says, Tamayim Mefarish Gemara about this as well. If somebody gets married with Hektish, stuff that belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. So we're going to see the Machlokas of here, Bemezid Kidesh, Ubishogig Lo Kidesh. If it does a Bemezid, take Hektish and marry one with her, then it works. Ubishogig Lo Kidesh, but if you did Bishogig, it doesn't work. That's different, Rabbi Meir. This is the opposite, Bishogig Kidesh, if it's Bishogig, it works. Bemezid Lo Kidesh, if it's Bemezid, then it will not work, and we're going to obviously see that in the Gemara. Now, one of the things that we mentioned was that if someone gets married with kachim kalim, it doesn't work. Says ask the Gemara, name a mastisna de lo Rabbi Yosei Glili. You want to say a Mishnah doesn't go with Rabbi Yosei Glili? The Tanya, for we learned in a braisa. In a circumstance, a situation where somebody makes a shavuas shav, he lies, is a false swear. And by in the area where he's denying a monetary claim, the pasuk says "Ma'ala Ma'al Bahashem," that this is a he's committing me'ilas, treachery against Hashem by lying over here. What the Torah Kedosha is coming to tell us that if somebody goes ahead and he denies something against him and he swears falsely, he's not chayav when he admits to the fact what he's done. He has to pay what he owes, and he has to pay a chomesh, a fifth. And he's got to bring a carbon asham. And now in the pasuk he uses the lashon of mala mal b'ashem, is coming to teach us another thing. Larabos kachim kalim is coming to include kachim kalim. Rashi says the schayv aleim carbon shavua afagav de'in nishpoim ala hekdeshos. Even though you don't make swears on hekdeshos, van nishpa aleim vehoda eno mevi asham shel shavua sapikadon devechichesh by miso. It says only by in the person. Hani is Rabu Lahu, Miba Hashem, Mechichish Bamiso, Nami Karina Bahu, Fishahain Mamono. Let's read this actually in the Gemara now that it says, Ma'umala Ma'umaba Hashem, Larabas Kachem Kalam, Shahain Mamono, that they're considered like they're his own personal Mamon. Devi Biose Glili, Azai Gazuk Biose Glili, which kind of goes against what our Mishnah is saying, that Kachem Kalam wouldn't work because they don't belong to him, but rather are Mamon Gavoa.
It's going, no, we could even say, afilu tema, abiyose gli. It goes in the word of abiyose gli. Kikam abiyose gli. When does he say the kachum kalam, that it belongs to the person who, that the individual person, mechayim. That's only while the animal, the kachum kalam, is still alive, when it hasn't yet been sacrificed. Aval acha shchita lo, but after the shchita is done, it doesn't belong to him. My time, why? Kikazachu, because when the kohanim, and the Baal are zoche and their stuff mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Now they're getting it from the shulchan gavoa. Rashi says akrova simurim bezrikas adam matir baser that matters it to be eaten. So they're just getting from shulchan gavoa. It doesn't really belong to them at that stage. Dikinami the ketani. You can also understand it from the fact that Mishnah says hamekadis bechelko ben kachem kalim lo kiddush.
We're talking about the chelko, which means after it was already, they got it after the shechita, not the one that's still alive. Shema mina, beautiful. So could even going in the words of Rav Yossi HaGlili, because it only belongs to you before the shechita, not after the shechita.
Tanu Rabbanon says the brasa, the brisa, la'acha p'tiroses Rav Meir, after Meir died, amr lahem Rabbi Yehuda l'vatamidim, he says, tamidim ali kanso tamidei Rabbi Meir l'kan, the students of a mayor, you can't let him in here. They are nothing doing over here. Throwback to Nazir Mem Tes Amud Beis. Dun, 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 dun. Says, why? Mipnei shekan kantronimim. Because of kantronim, they like to mekant, they like to provoke issues and fights. V'lo lomotara himbaim. They're not coming to go into shtag. Ella lekapcheni b'alchos himbaim. They're just coming to cut down. To cut me down, cut my halachas down. And Rashi says, "Lakatzis ragel behilcha lebalachas lodiya shem charifin ve'in omid kenegdom." These want to knock me out. Dochach sumchus nichas. Sumchus, who was a Talmid Meir, he pushed his way in. Amar lahem, he said to him, "Kach shana li Rabbi Meir." This is what Meir taught. A mekadosh bechelko. Someone gets married with his chelek, being kachim kachim, being kachim kalam, lo kiddush. Get angry at him. Amalam, he says to him, lo kacha marti lechem, didn't I tell you, alkanso metamidav, metamidav meir lechem, dolan minim, repneisha kantranim him, because he's just coming to fight, velo lomotor him, not coming to learn, elo lukapchini velchos him, they're just coming to knock out my things. Like, come on, can't be. What do you want to say, Meir? You want to time that he's actually correct in what he's saying? V'chi isha ba'azara minayin. How could it be that this woman is in the azara, where there is kachim, Kachim over there, and how is she able to go and be there in order to actually get to the to get this money in the first place? She says, and that is, if you want to say the kachim kachim, it's not going to work. But we know if you bring them out, chutzla azara, even to the ezes nashim, it's going to be possible by taking them out. And women, they don't go into that particular area, as we learn, so from Meseches Kelim. So this whole thing is irrelevant to say this concept of your kachim kachim can't be used to get married. So the only reason you're here is just to come and fight with me. Rav Yossi speaks up, and he says, Yomru, Meir Shachav Yehuda Kos Yossi Shalsak. What? Are people going to say that Meir died? Right? He's not here to defend himself. And Yehuda got angry, right? And now he's going to make a mistake saying that's not able to happen. And Yossi was quiet and I'm not going to say anything. I got to speak up. Divrei Torah Matei Aleh. What's going to be with the words of Torah? This isn't good. So Yossi says, V'chi Ein Adam Asur L'Kabel Kedushin L'Bito Ba'Azara. It can't be that someone else could accept it. Rashi's Kitana, oh, Naira. It's not possible for a person to accept Kiddushin for his daughter in the Azara. We know he can marry off his daughter over there. Ve'enisha Suya Lasos Lo Shliach Kaba Kiddushin Be'Azara. What a woman's done about to make a Shliach to do it. Va'od Dachaka V'nichnasa Mai. A woman who, let's say, pushes her way in and she goes there, what would be the din? Right? Rashi says, V'chilo Hutzucha Lishol Be'Beis HaMedrash. My Yomer im Kitcha im Kiddushin heim im Lav. So don't have to have asked this question. So Rabbi Meir's statement actually does make sense, and it makes sense that it's being taught over here. So I have to speak up and do my part and say that it does make sense what Rabbi Meir is saying. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, continuing with a bunch of Bryce's discussing more about these ideas. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.